The process of desalinating water is well established. Reverse osmosis uses high pressure to pull H2O molecules through a superfine filtering membrane while leaving the salt and other impurities behind. But it takes a lot of energy to provide that pressure, which makes the process expensive. John Webley, now the CEO of a new company called Trevi Systems, believes they've found a way to substitute chemistry for much of that energy in a process he's called forward osmosis.
We mimic how human cells take up water, which is through osmosis. So rather than pushing water through a membrane with really high pressure, we pull the water through the membrane using something like a salt solution or a sugar solution. And then the solution we make, we call it our secret sauce or our Coca-Cola syrup. So that syrup can separate from water just by gently heating it up, not even close to boiling, just 160 Fahrenheit or so, will separate the water from our Coca-Cola syrup.
Like its tongue-in-cheek namesake, Trevi's special syrup is a trade secret. But small-scale tests have proven successful, and the Petaluma company, now just 3.5 years old, has won an international contest and a contract to build a full-scale test plant in the Middle East.
We participated in a competition, 152 companies. We were the only one selected out of all those companies globally, which I think is a real feather in our cap, to do a big desalination pilot in Abu Dhabi in the Arab Emirates. 2 months from now, she's turned up, and 3 months from now, I hand over the keys to the group testing it. It's a big consulting group out of Austria. We'll be running the test for a year and a half.
How big a test will it be?
Everybody, unfortunately, has different measurements for water. Some talk gallons per minute, but ours is 50 cubic meters a day, which is a pretty small system. You know, they're trying to build something that's 500,000 cubic meters a day ultimately, so we still have a bit of scaling up to do.
And Webley is expecting a fairly dramatic result in terms of lowered energy use.
In the Gulf, the energy there is around 6 kilowatt hours to remove the salt from 1 cubic meter of water. In our case, we can do it under 1. So that's a fairly significant reduction in energy.
That's perhaps less important in Abu Dhabi, where solar power is abundant, even in an unfamiliar way.
What we do there is we just dig a hole in the ground about 6 feet deep, fill it with salt water, and then the salt water heats up to a high enough temperature and maintains its heat, stores its heat like a battery. These things will heat up to almost boiling temperature, and that can run our plants. So these things are called salinity gradient solar ponds. And so in the Gulf, I've already talked to some of the local folks there, and they're just going to push on berms and fill it with salt water.
Closer to home, Trevi Systems is also undertaking another sort of test project funded by the California Energy Commission.
Down in Orange County, we are doing a big trial where we actually are taking municipal wastewater and cleaning it up, putting it back into the underground aquifer. It's possible for us to recycle wastewater. It doesn't have to be desalinating the ocean. So reuse, to me, in California almost makes more sense than desalinating the ocean.
This is a new field, but in other ways, a familiar landscape for Webley, a native of South Africa who previously started, expanded, and then sold two telecom companies here. If everything goes as he hopes, that history may repeat itself a third time.
I'd like to see these things deployed on a large scale, which is probably another 2 to 3 years out there. Once it gets very big and we've really demonstrated the scaling, then that's really going to prove it. And then, of course, the big guys will come shopping.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.